According to the heliocentric model, the Sun has a diameter of 865,370 miles, while the Moon has a diameter of 2,159 miles. With proper scaling, that would mean that if the Sun were 8 feet in diameter, then the Moon would have a mere diameter of 0.2 inches. In other words, the Sun would be the size of this 8-foot beach ball, and the Moon would be the size of a tiny airsoft BB. In fact, when compared to the Sun, the Moon would be approximately this small. Yet, when you watch a solar eclipse, the Sun and Moon have the same apparent size. And you can see this nearly every day as the Sun and the Moon traverse the sky. Now, a globe proponent will claim that this same apparent size of the Sun and Moon is entirely a coincidence. Think of the nearly impossible odds that the Sun and the Moon are the same apparent size based on a random explosion of the universe. Then think of the impossible odds that it just so happens that we are randomly here to witness the same. Those odds alone should cause any thinking, reasonable, and objective person to question the veracity of the ridiculous heliocentric model. Weigh the evidence. The same-sized Sun and Moon proof alone debunks the heliocentric model. And it is so simple to understand, and yet this proof is so overlooked. What do you think is more likely? That these two lights in the sky just happen to be the same apparent size based solely on a random explosion, or that you're mentally incapable of letting go of your heliocentric faith due to your indoctrination? What I also find interesting is that the heliocentric model seems to have a myriad of these unbelievable coincidences and claims. When you really look at it, ridiculous and unfounded explanations form the foundation of the heliocentric model defense. For example, globe propagandists claim that this laser that was 21 miles away from me wrapped around the curvature of the Earth in an arc just to present a flat Earth to me. At that distance and viewer height, 223 feet should have been hidden behind the curvature of the Earth. For some unbelievable reason, the laser and the image of the opposing shore all wrapped around the curvature in a perfect arc, evenly and without visible effect, but the giant Earth bulge escaped and did not get wrapped around the curvature, but simply disappeared, all due to some magical and selective refraction properties. Reason and logic have nothing to do with the globe faithful. As another example, the globe propagandist claims that the real horizon, which you cannot see, is actually in front of these two oil platforms. With an observation height of 1 foot, under the globe model, the horizon, as a geometric edge of the globe, would have to be closer than 1.2 miles. Just by coincidence, the physical Earth bulge that was supposed to be 5 miles in front of the first platform disappeared and shockingly relocated miles beyond the second platform that was 9.4 miles away. And this giant Earth bulge coincidentally disappeared without affecting the two oil platforms that the bulge was supposed to be blocking. Ridiculous. It's the same with these wind generators with an observation height of 3.5 feet under the globe model. The physical horizon edge would have to be closer than 2.3 miles. And yet you can see the apparent horizon miles beyond the furthest platform, which was 11.2 miles away. The bulge of the Earth that was supposed to be at least 6 miles in front of the first generator just disappeared again without affecting all the platforms that are supposed to be hidden by the bulge in increasing amounts. In addition, even though the heliocentric model says that the Earth is rotating at the equator at approximately 1,000 miles per hour, they claim that the little air as high as 128,000 feet above the Earth is actually rotating faster than the 1,000 mile per hour ground below, and is mysteriously attached to the Earth like spokes on a bicycle wheel, even though the spinning ground could never effectively communicate its motion to the air above it and so forth. The air should not spin at 128,000 feet, let alone travel faster than the 1,000 mile per hour ground below it. It's just shocking to me that they have gotten away with this stupidity for so long. But let's get back to our solar eclipse. In addition to showing us the absurdity of the huge difference of the claimed sizes of the sun and moon, a solar eclipse also demonstrates another stupid claim of the heliocentric model, that the shadow you're seeing here was actually cast by a moon with a diameter of 2,159 miles. On a map, the width of the eclipse shadow of 2017 was represented like this. But the shadow of the moon with a diameter of 2,159 miles should have looked more like this. They want you to believe that the shadow from the moon comes to a small point, and yet no one can seem to reproduce this effect. The same apparent sizes of the sun and moon, no globe Earth physical horizon, the 1,000 mile per hour spin of the Earth that impossibly doesn't affect anything, no independent travel allowed beyond the 60th south parallel, no north-south circumnavigation, disappearing Earth bulges, the Loran system, the Kinnikobine VHF targeting system, no sonar Earth bulge shadow, airplane attitude indicator gyroscopes showing no sign of curvature or Earth spin, giant space vacuums, no upward Earth bulge shadows, astronauts dangling from wires, CGI glitches, space shuttle launches that look like they're falling into the sea, silly looking space models, satellites hanging from wires, the never mentioned satellite balloons, the Selenellian, the ridiculous vortexing solar system, etc., etc. No matter what it is, there is always some stupid reason or unbelievable coincidence that fixes the heliocentric faith. The question for you is, how many fails, stupid claims, and ridiculous coincidences do you need before you can see the heliocentric globe model is utter nonsense?